This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
As more longtime farmers are retiring, the number of women operating their own farms is growing. As Hope Kerwin reports, that does not mean women farmers always feel at home in the ag industry.
Rebecca Clancy has had several careers in her life. She's a pastor of a church and a professor of religious studies at Elmhurst College near Chicago. She says she really enjoys her professions.
But at the same time, I found myself doubtful about food security, doubtful about the nutritional value of my food, doubtful about my own ability to be self-reliant.
And that's how she ended up buying a 50-acre farm in western Wisconsin.
It wasn't something I planned to do, but it seemed to make sense of a lot of different ideas that I had been germinating.
Clancy was one of many people thinking about becoming a farmer at a recent workshop held by the Soil Sisters. This group of women farmers from southern Wisconsin provides advice and information on how to start and grow a sustainable farming operation. Lisa Kivrist is one of the founders of Soil Sisters. She owns a farm with her husband in Browntown, and she's coordinator for the Midwest Organic and Sustainable Agriculture Services Rural Women's Project. Kivrist says Wisconsin is not the only place women are getting more involved in agriculture.
Women make up one of the fastest growing groups of new farmers and are particularly driving the organic and sustainable movement.
During the last U.S. Department of Agriculture census in 2012, 14% of primary farm operators were women. That's not a huge percentage, but it's almost twice as many women-led farms as there were 20 years before. Despite the numbers, Kiver says women farmers are really nothing new.
Women have been raising food for forever. It's really, though, in the last couple of decades that we've been recognized, be it economically, be it politically, be it socially. So there has been a lot of change in the last couple of decades, and that's what I think really fuels the current movement today.
Lindsay Morris Carpenter found that movement when she decided to leave art school. She owns and operates Grassroots Farm near Monroe.
Yeah, I didn't come from a farming background at all, but the way that I stumbled into it, I was looking for a skill. I knew enough about myself that I wanted to have a career. I wanted to, devote my life to something.
Carpenter says she enjoys the creativity and the freedom that comes from working on her own farm. And she says some women enjoy agriculture because of the opportunity to nurture, whether it's crops or livestock.
Not all of us are parents, but in an interesting way, farming gives us an opportunity to create life, similarly to how parenting can impact a person.
Carpenter has been farming organic vegetables since 2004. She admits that she didn't immediately click with her conventional ag neighbors.
I feel like I've done pretty well being accepted within that community. I surprisingly do have a lot in common with white country men. We scratch each other's backs as best we can, and I don't judge them.
Lisa Kivrist says Carpenter's experience is a common one.
It can be very isolating and daunting to start any business, much less a farm in today's era. So to know that other women have been there and they've got your back and they're willing to share their learnings and advice and support along the way is huge.
Kivrist says Soil Sisters is all about building that kind of community, so more women will have the confidence to pursue a career in ag. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.